Dino, how's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Just hanging in there. How about you guys?
All right, my man. We just got some good news. We got our plans approved. So.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part, or one of the hardest parts.
Yeah, it was a disaster, man. Just a.
Gotta love architects.
Yeah. So, what's going on, man?
Well, just checking in, actually. So when we spoke last, you mentioned you were waiting on the architect, so wanted to, I guess, kind of pick up where we left off at.
Yep.
I want to...
Okay, what do you need from me now?
I believe we just need a loan application, but let me double check here.
All right.
So to go over what we were looking into, you're looking for working capital, or are you looking to purchase equipment, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Usually the best way to go about this is to do the equipment first.
Okay.
It's a little bit... Working capital is pretty easy. They base it off of cash flow, so we just look at 6 months of bank statements and a tax return. For equipment, we obviously need an invoice. We have to work with a vendor. We have to get the vendor approved, the equipment approved, stuff like that. So it's a little bit of a process.
Okay.
So that's why I usually like to do the equipment first. But
right.
Do you have any invoices or anything for the equipment itself?
I don't have anything yet. I have to speak to the vendor.
Okay. Well, if you don't have them now, that's okay. If you haven't,
we literally got our plans approved yesterday. Found out
okay.
Around 4 or 5 o'clock. So, you know, things just started to get in motion now.
Not a problem. Well, that's good news. All good news. But the best way to start, I think, if you don't have the invoices yet, then what we can do is we can.
Now, when you say bank statements. Do you mean, because, you know, we're a brand new space, so we don't have any revenue. I have a bank statements, from having like about 130,000 in there, about 100 to 130,000 in there. Is that
okay.
What you want to see?
Yeah, that's fine. That really helps out. That shows that you can pay your loan.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a startup, a lot of startups don't have any cash flow at all, so that'll help out with the approval and hopefully get you a better rate as well.
Yeah, we probably had a little bit more, actually, than that in the beginning. But I'll get the bank statements together.
Okay, so for the equipment, all I need is... Well, if you want to provide the 6 months now, you can do that. Otherwise, you don't really have cash flow. So just 3 months of bank statements will be fine. Just the first 3 months. If you want to provide six, that'll be fine to you.
Okay.
If you do provide six, just provide all pages. It might be easier for you to just hop on your bank's website and download those statements. That way they usually have them archived for you. Otherwise, if you have a copy of them, that works. If you don't have the invoices yet, that's okay. Just give me an idea of what the actual equipment cost is and what it is, and I can submit it with that. Then once you get the invoices, we'll be good to go. And you're filed as a corporation or a sole proprietorship or LLC?
LLC.
LLC, okay. And I can look that up on the Secretary of State then? Okay, great. So let me see.
How much will be applying for? And
it depends. I mean, the most I can typically go up to for a startup business is $49,500 for equipment. But sometimes they cut me off at $30,000 to $35,000, depending on what they find there. But because you have money in the bank right now, you know, they might just go ahead and bump that up for you guys.
Oh, okay. All right, I thought you told me last time it was about $100,000.
Well, I could probably, here's the deal, I could probably do two loans, two for around $50,000.
Right.
So I can do some equipment on one and then get another approval for the other. That way we have two different entities that are attached to the collateral of the equipment so that they're not holding all the responsibility. It's kind of how you want to look at it. But no, we can do that. And... I think that's it. Let me see, Dino. I know I had your email address at one point. Let's see here. It's just DC Hollywood?
No. DinoDown@AOL.com. DinoDown@AOL.com.
There it is. Yep, I got it right here. Okay.
Okay.
Right, so what I'll do is I'll send you an email with the application.
Okay.
And I believe, just making sure I'm not missing anything here. Nope, that'll be it. So I'll just send you the application right now again, and we'll get the ball rolling for you.
Okay, so if the, just for example, if the equipment's around, let's say, for argument's sake, it's around $50,000. That's the total price of the kitchen equipment. And then I have also front of the house equipment, like the refrigeration and all that. Is that going to go on two separate loans? Is that how you're structuring it? Or
I think that's how we should do it.
$75,000. Between the kitchen, because I'm buying all brand new stuff, between kitchen and the front counters and the, you know, under counter refrigeration, everything, you know what I mean? Ice machines, everything.
Gotcha. You know, I think that the best way to do it would be probably do one for, you know, the maximum approval that I can get for $49,500, and then do the other one for the remainder. Maybe okay. Do the refrigeration on a different loan and then do the kitchen equipment on one, you know, something like that.
Okay. All right. But you think you could be able to pull off 100, right?
Should be able to pull off close to that for equipment, right? I'll know more once I get the submissions in.
Okay.
But well, I'll definitely...
In case.
Startup rates can be a little bit higher. It's probably going to be in the low to mid to maybe even high teens, just depending on what they see. Oh. But... But I know that you have other businesses, so what I'm going to try to do is maybe attach it. Just show that you have experience in the industry, really. And then sometimes they won't do it as a startup, and that'd be a much better situation for you.
Okay.
All right. But I'll definitely try to take care of you and get it all figured out for you for sure.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You too. I'll be in touch.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.